John Berkovich joins us now, the head coach at Susquehanna Bethel, Saturday at noon. And back here at Rutgers, Mike Rhodes and I were talking about that game coming up Saturday at noon because they got a walk-off win. What a moment that had to be. Let me start with this for you, Perk, and it's this simple. You find out in adversity what your team is made of. On the road, what did they show you last weekend?
Well, I mean, it started in the first quarter, Steve, right? We were down 10, come back and score, go down 10 again. And then we got a big stop there before the half, as they were kind of marching into our territory on a fourth down. Defense got a stop, and then we went down the field and tied it right going into half, 10 seconds to go or something like that. So, that momentum shift was big, but our kids, definitely persevered. And then, to be up 14 in the fourth, and obviously we didn't end the game in a couple chances we had, and we gave a good team a chance to claw back into the game. But, I knew if we could get the ball back there at the end, with over 3 minutes to go, that we had a shot to win the game, which was all we asked for. It was a shot to win it in the fourth against a really good team, and we were there and thought our kids handled it well. I thought our staff managed the clock well and with what we were doing, and just a momentous win for our program, our alumni, all these players here.
Did you actually watch the kick, or...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you actually watched it. Okay. Some guys will like, I don't want to watch it. Right? And again, also you get hit in the back and they go, hey, okay, it's good.
No. I watched it. I had all the confidence in our guys. Been kicking it really well for a number of weeks here. And, we told them you might get iced on the first one. I thought they'd call the timeout. They did. Because they had three timeouts at that point, I believe.
Right.
We figured he would. And then just told him it was going to happen. Just said, go out there and kick it. Obviously, we had gotten it down to 2 seconds. So, it was either make it and win or go to overtime and play more football, But I was confident. Our guys were confident that Dom would, bang it through there. And it was just a great moment for him. I think he said it was the first game-winning kick he's ever had. A really special moment there to do that in the Sweet 16.
But there's another part to it, too. Is that it's the whole operation. Your snapper put it on the money. Your holder put it down. They protected. The whole operation did the job for you.
Yeah, for sure. And going into the game, this was a unit I was a bit worried about. They really came after it. They had some big guys up front. And our guys hung in and stayed low and did just enough there. And our snapper, to give him credit, he botched a punt snap earlier in the game that wasn't great, and just was able to kind of block it out. His teammates did a great job of continuing to just give him positive vibes. The holder's been doing a great job too, Tommy Wright, and the operation is something we work on a lot here. Is our special teams, and showed up obviously in a huge moment to put us into the Elite Eight.
Look, you've played a lot of football, and it's been week after week. How have you handled practices at this time? I mean, I know you probably have to grapple over, okay, do I want to cut back 30 seconds here, maybe a minute there? How are you handling it?
Yeah, we're definitely lighter, but we've been lighter since probably, week 11, week 10, 11 of our season. We cut some things back. We were lighter in the bye week leading up to the second round of the playoffs, and we've kept with that, And after a game like that, our offense ran 85 plays and a super physical game. I mean, there were some really big hits, great hits, just really physical play. And this week, I think we won't practice more than 90 minutes any day this week. It'll be in. Right. There'll be some walkthroughs. There'll be some, more scout periods and things like that that we'll do. But at this time of year, it's get them to Saturday. We know what we're doing. We got to adjust some things to what they do. But you know, we've got to get them to Saturday. We're tired. We're banged up, you know, and I know they will be too, right? So it's both sides. And but we, our goal is try to get our guys mentally ready a little bit more than physically at this time of the year. So, yeah. You know, more mental with meetings, more mental with the, how we practice, and just getting them ready to play and be the best version of ourselves come Saturday.
You're obviously performing at a high level because you're playing teams that are also at a high level. What has it told everybody about Susquehanna football that you're winning at the level you are winning at because of the competition you're facing?
Well, I think it starts with just, like, you know, how well we prepare, you know, and our process is really good here. You know, I think it also, you know, it also bleeds to the type of people we recruit here. You know, we recruit guys that love football, that really yep. will pour their heart and soul into it, you know. And so even when there are mismatches, even when, you know, on paper the other team's better, you know, our guys are going to come out and play hard, you know, and they're going to come out and execute what we want, stay poised and collected, and know that we're a damn good football team, you know, I think. But it's the character right. of our players, the character of our coaches, and, you know, and guys that work really hard and think that, you know, hard work does pay off. That's not just a yeah. saying. You know, we believe it here in Selms Grove. And so, you know, it showed up, you know, and it has showed up for years. This isn't, you know, 1 year. You know, obviously it's a 1 year with the playoffs, yeah. but, you know, we've been doing this. I think this is the fifth out of the last 6 years we've beaten a top 10 team. And, it's our 50th win in the last 5 years, which is hats off to our players, you know. And our seniors became the winningest class in school history in 125 seasons of football. So, you know, we've got the right people. I think it's always, I'm always people oriented and process oriented with how we operate, and just really proud of our guys on how they have come out and stayed, in my opinion, different than the last 2 years. A lot more calm, a lot more collected, a lot more, you know, not hitting the panic button like we may have the last couple of seasons in the playoffs. You know, we got it under our belt. There is a process to things, and you know, just really proud of our guys and staff on how we've you know, been able to get through that.
Let me ask you about the process of coach preparation. It's one thing for me to sit there and give you a schedule, and you will have assistants and other members of the staff get ready because, you know, in week 8 you're playing this team, week 12, whatever. But this is a week-by-week basis. Now, you knew you were going to play the winner of the other game. How do you, beforehand, determine who you want scouting that team? So you got the breakdown, you're set to go, and when the kids get back, you can give them the information they need as soon as possible.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different here at this level than, you know, at Penn State, maybe, you know, where they've got a boatload of staff, you know, that can do that.
Right.
We literally right. don't do anything on the next opponent until we get to Sunday. You know, the playoff rule here gotcha. Is you only get 3 games from the other opponent, not all the games, you know, on PFF or anything like that. So, it's a little different for us. You know, our young guys, will break down the tape on Sunday. We'll go, obviously, you know, look at our last game and pour through that a little bit. But for the next opponent, we literally get the tapes from the other team on Sunday. Those guys break them down. We get in here Monday. We spend Monday almost all, you know, all day Monday, looking at our first and second down, game plans and what we want to do there. And then, you know, today as a Tuesday, we'll be practice that, and then tonight we'll start looking at third downs and red zone and short yardage and goal line, you know, and then get that done tomorrow in practice, and then really kind of repeat things on Thursday and button things up. But we're in a, you know, we're literally in a rat race, you know, come Sunday to Tuesday to get, you know, the game plan, you know, for the most part ready and ready to go, and let our guys know what's going on and adjust, you know.
That's why I asked, because I knew, you know, it's different resources, different levels. That's why I asked, because I'm like thinking, okay, how do you do this? Because, I mean, I know how Penn State does it, but as you said, they have, somebody asked me beforehand, you know, when did they figure out Oregon? I said, they had stuff on Oregon ahead of time. You guys don't have that. So what is the initial read on Bethel?
very good team. You know, they're here for a reason. They're really big, athletic, and long. You know, they've got some really good looking kids. They do some things that give you fits. You know, from their defensive perspective, you know, they've got some guys that can really run around and are, you know, are athletic. They got a first team All American safety who makes a lot of plays for them. You know, they pride themselves on stopping the run big time, and so they'll be playing downhill. You know, so we're gonna have to figure some of that out for us. And but you know, they're tough and physical for sure. And then offensively, they're a tempo unit, so they're gonna go fast, kind of like Tennessee. You know, and what Tennessee does with some of the wide formations, right, and splits, and but they'll run it down your throat if they've got the numbers in the box. So we got a big back, big old line. The quarterback, you know, does a really good job with the RPO game, getting it out on screens and other things. So, you know, definitely test you for 53 and a third on the width of the field, you know, and then some vertical game. But, you know, they're a talented unit for sure.
How much do you like to give your players? Because it's not what you know, it's what they know. So how much do you try to give them during the course of a week, and in a particular week like this, how much information do you give them? You know, how much do you water it down? Can you get deep? What can you do?
Well, I try to work the percentages on what, you know, we have on film, right? So as we look at people, what are the things they do the most? A friend and I used to talk about it all the time. Don't coach the 5%, right? So don't try to go down the rabbit hole of the one time they ran this or the one time they ran this. And, you know, I think you start to confuse the players, and or you start to adjust to a clip that, you know, could have been a total bust by the other team, right? So, you know, so we try to talk about the main things they do, you know, the high percentage, you know, fronts and stunts and blitzes, and or here's the top pass concepts and, you know, run concepts from a defensive standpoint. So we try to keep it there as much as we can. And I think we've done a better job of that this year than maybe any other year I've coached. It's just trying to give them the meat and potatoes, and here's what they're going to do. And then our staff has done a really good job of trying to, like, not chase the ghost that you can, or not overthink.
Yeah.
But then, you know, when Saturday comes, if there is a wrinkle, hey, how are we going to adjust to that wrinkle? You know, that would be the one thing I would say about the sideline iPad systems that were approved for everyone this past year.
Yep.
That has helped it from an in-game adjustment standpoint immensely. Instead of waiting till Sunday to see that you missed something, you know, or, you know, you thought you were seeing this, but it really was this, or this guy was making this mistake. You can see it in real time and make those adjustments. Yep. And I think that's something that we've leaned on, and it's helped immensely for our staff to make those adjustments when they give us something new on game day.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because I remember Penn State, if this is a basketball reference, and they were getting ready to play Ohio State, and in the scout, he says, now they ran this play 2 years ago. It's a great play for them, but they haven't run it all year. And my first thought was, this group is not going to absorb that. they're not going to take it. I just got to turn around, I don't think so. Is there a couple players that have elevated their game for you at this stage that have really made a difference in you winning right now?
Sure. I mean, we've got, you know, guys playing at a high level, and we have all year, you know, with certain guys. You know, Kyle Howes at receiver has really turned up his game here in the playoffs. You know, not just from catching the ball, but I think he's done a really good job blocking for us too. And he actually recovered two fumbles on Saturday.
Yeah.
Opportunistic things that really helped us in bad situations. You know, he was there. He was playing hard, you know, and got rewarded for it and helped us out. Obviously, the running back, Rashawn Lamont, has been over 150 a game, you know, rushing the last 2 weeks and four touchdowns. I mean, you know, when you got that guy there, you know, I've been really happy. And our left tackle, I think, has really upped this game, Nick Gonzalez. I know I say that. He's a four-time All-Conference player, and he'll be All-Region again, hopefully All-American. But he's played really well against some really good people here in the playoffs. So I've been really happy with those guys offensively. Quarterback's been, you know, he's been on fire all year. So
yes.
Not really an elevation, but, you know, he's what he's done a great job of is protecting the football. You know, and so we have, you know, he hasn't turned it over, which is big, and hopefully we continue that. Defensively, been really happy with Bryant Layton, our defensive tackle. I think he's played really well, really elevated his game. And then this past Saturday, we had an injury and made a change at our boundary side outside linebacker position, which we call the Hawk. And, you know, we called on a senior who had never started for us before. You know, had played inside linebacker mostly, but, you know, we needed something there. We needed a spark, and man, did he make it on Saturday. Logan Arnold is his name. He came out, was the player of the game for us on defense, and had That's a huge great. Hit, one of the best hits I've seen in a very long time. And, you know, made some great tackles for us and just stepped his game up. And for a guy that hasn't played, has been more of a special teams guy for us. You know, he played a lot and just elevated his game, and you know, and I think he makes us a better football team for sure.
Well, I'm thrilled for you. I'm thrilled for the entire program. Noon on Saturday, get a big crowd out there for this game. It's a chance to go to the national semifinals, the Final Four. I wish you nothing but the best, and thanks a lot for your time today. I really appreciate that in a prep week like this, you gave us time.
Absolutely, Steve, and I appreciate, you know, you guys highlighting our program over the last couple weeks and, you know, all the support for everyone out there. But please come to the stadium, see a great game. I think it's the only game in Pennsylvania being played Saturday.
Yes.
I believe. Only football game
yes.
being played in the state. So, you know, hopefully people come out and see a really good brand of football and support the Riverhawks.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for your time, and let's get a big crowd out there.
Thank you.
Boy, that was, you know what? They play for the love of the game. You know, we talk about the love of the game. These guys, they love to play football. They're not there. There's no NIL, things like that. Like, they just play because they love to play football. Man, it's great. Go on out and support them. Noon on Saturday. We'll wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay.